Shalom! This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast coming to you today from my home here in near Branson, Missouri, overlooking Table Rock Lake. I have just made some webcasts of current events in the light of Bible prophecy, and I thought our radio partners would enjoy hearing what we had to say about the very latest current events. Thank you very much for listening. Now, just to show you how men have gone away from the clear teaching of God, it's gone from their minds. And young people who don't know what is Sodom and Gomorrah or what is God's thought on this or that, they know about wizards. I go into bookstores when I'm traveling in the airports and they have little kits there that you can buy for your children. Show them how to put hexes, how to do wizardry, little wizardry kits. Now here's what the Bible says. Isaiah 8:19-20. And when they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and that mutter, should not a people seek unto their God for the living to the dead? Why should the living go to the dead? That's the dead when you go to a something that peeps or mutters or familiar spirits. That would be fortune tellers who deal with familiar spirits. You're living. You should go to your God. This is Deuteronomy 18:10-13. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, fortune teller, or a wizard. I haven't read Harry Potter, but I think he goes to wizard school or something like that. Or a necromancer. Necromancers contact the dead. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And so I'm quite sure in homes where they've never heard of Sodom and Gomorrah or read the story, there are probably Harry Potter books all around. You want to make sure that you know the Word of God and the will of God, so that in these days of darkness, we who have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light can walk in the light. And the Bible also tells us in 2 Thessalonians 7:2-8, the mystery of iniquity already works. That's the Antichrist. But he who now hinders, or the Amplified Bible says restrains, will restrain until he is taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. The Bible says he's coming. This wicked one is coming. But there's a force in the earth that restrains him until that force is taken out of the way. What is that force? That force is the body of Christ. That force is the saints of God. That force are we who have the authority of the believer. And we say, oh no, you're not coming in here. A bloodline is placed around my house. I plead the blood of Jesus over the mind of my children. They're going to know what the Bible says. Hallelujah. More than they play with games for hours and hours or are indoctrinated by the media of this world. One of the things that the Bible calls the enemy is that old serpent. What are the names for him? Why does it call him that? Here in this book, The Authority of the Believer, and we're just getting these in, so you can write us for them. That old serpent. This term alludes to the enemy's, the devil's, ministry of deception of mankind. What did he appear in his garden? A serpent. So that old serpent alludes to his ministry of deception of mankind in general and of individuals in particular. The prophet Isaiah foretells the deliverance from spiritual blindness that is a universal condition among men. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the God of this world, that's another name for the devil, blinds the minds of those who believe not. He has a blinding tactics. But when the millennial age comes, when the capital of this earth becomes Jerusalem again. Isaiah 25:7 says, He, God, will destroy in this mountain, Mount Moriah, Jerusalem, the place of the holy temple, where the Dome of the Rock now stands. He will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. It's like the nations of this world have a veil over them. They have a covering cast over them. They can't even see. The God of this world is having their way in them, but God will destroy all that. Again, that's Isaiah 25:7. The leaders of the world boast of the increasing light which is flooding over the world. And this is true of the advances made by science and by knowledge in general. But there is a widespread forgetfulness of God, so great that the nations of the earth are sitting in darkness and in the shadow of death. Praise God for the light. And the light, this book is called The Light. And we are told to walk in the light. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And you can do it, but you cannot do it outside the Word of God. You are going to have to read the Word of God, and you're going to have to read the Word of God to your children. Your children are going to have to know what's going on in this world. Iran, of course, remains in the news. The Atomic Energy Agency released a report just in the past day or two on Iran, and the results were hardly surprising. As expected, the IAEA concluded that not only has Iran ignored the deadline imposed by the Security Council to stop enriching uranium, but the Ayatollahs have actually expanded their enrichment program. In other words, Iran is moving dangerously closer to obtaining nuclear weapons, while the world looks on and does nothing. There is simply no getting around the fact that diplomacy has failed. And this writer says, the time has come to bomb Iran now. The alarm bells are ringing. Tehran has installed the first of two sets of 164 centrifuges to enrich uranium at its underground nuclear plant in Natanz, part of its plan to fit nearly 3,000 in all. You don't have to be a nuclear scientist to understand that the large-scale use of centrifuges means a country can produce more enriched uranium in a shorter period of time, and that is exactly what the Iranian leadership is vowing to do. In a speech on Sunday in Tehran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad promised his audience an April surprise. From now until April 9th, he said, you will hear frequently about the great progress of the Iranian people and the unique developments in the fields of industry, agriculture, and especially nuclear energy. This is the nuclear celebration Ahmadinejad promised his crowd. His idea of a celebration, of course, is our idea of a funeral. According to the London-based International Institute of Strategic Studies, once the 3,000 centrifuges are operational, it will take possibly as little as 9 months for Iranian scientists to produce enough highly enriched uranium to make an atomic bomb. And so by the end of this year, the atomic Ayatollahs could very well have their hands on the ultimate weapon of mass terror and destruction. Diplomacy has run its course. Its only effect has been to give the Iranians still more time to progress toward achieving their surreptitious and malicious aims. They had a Congress of Thought. They released some information just today on terrorism. And they said, we've had to rethink our thinking about suicide bombers. We used to think it was because they were poor young people, and they were deprived of goods. But now we see that a whole different group is taking place in suicide bombers. Mothers are willing to give up their children. Well-educated people are willing to fly planes into buildings. We knew this all along. It never had anything to do. our do-gooder mentality, that if we could supply the whole world with prosperity and make them all able to have a good home, they would adopt our American dream. No, they won't. The bottom line in all of this is religious. And it is the religious of the religion of the deceiver who has deceived them to think that the enemy is the great Satan, which is America, Christianity, and the little devil, which is Israel. And that jihad, Islam, militant Islam, must take over the whole world. So perhaps our Western politicians are beginning to wake up a little bit. Europe, and here with me is my granddaughter Kylie. She's just back from Europe. And I ask her, what is the news in Europe? And one of the things is, and there's like a reprieve right now, in that the Constitution was voted down by France. There was some Christian praying going on in Europe, and there was some activity, and there was some organization. And it had its effect, and really with no constitution for the European Union to operate under, it's been like an abeyance and kind of a breathing of a fresh air a little bit for Christian groups. But now we see them coming back, and I believe that the European Union is the platform off which the Antichrist will operate. And there's an election coming up in France, and one of the leading candidates is running on the idea that he will get France to back that constitution of United Europe. One of the strong men, he is actually the foreign policy executive of the European Union, Javier Solano. Remember that name, you'll hear it more. EU foreign policy executive Javier Solano offered cooperation to recover the territory which Syria lost to Israel in 1967 at his meeting with Syrian President Bashar Assad in Damascus last Wednesday. The European Union is backing Syria's demand to regain the Golan from Israel. So we'll watch Syria, we'll watch Russia, we'll watch these nations of Bible prophecy as we're coming to what the Bible calls the end of days. How much more there is, I don't know, but I look for glorious and wonderful times and times of authority of the believer in the church. Please check out our website on the things we've been offering on this, and you'll be getting our Glory Watch in the mail soon.
That concludes this message. For information on Billy Brim Ministries, call 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or visit our website at www.billybrim.org. You can also reach us by writing to Billy Brim Ministries at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast.